بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah, today we discuss towards the final beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Al-Badi'u and Al-Baqi. Al-Badi'u refers to that being huwa al-mubdi'u alladhi fatara al-khalqa ibtida'an la'an mithalin sabiq. Badi'u as-samawati wal-ard, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, badi'u refers to that creator, originator, without any model, without any plan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created so many of the things around us. Unlike man, for man to create anything, there's a few things he requires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require, he is not dependent on any of the things that man requires. Man needs time and he needs space. He requires tools and he has to have the material. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan in the womb of the mother without any space, without any tools and without any light. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created man, fi ahsani taqweem, in the best of forms, that is why he is called ashraful makhluqat. So yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is badi'. In Arabic, actually, this word badi' is derived from the word when something is amazing, when something is beyond the normal, the natural, something really amazing, beyond our reach, we call that badi'. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man. Man in today's time, if he needs to make anything, then he sits and he'll have some architectural plan. He's got some design. Or maybe there is something similar, or there is something in the market, he will copy it. Or he's got an idea of how to design, how to fashion, and how to make things a little bit better than how it was. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, and there's no example to look at in fashioning men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned each one of us to perfection. Each one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know in the Quran al-Kareem, min nutfah. That's all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O man, your creation was just a drop, just one droplet, min nutfa, one droplet. Yet every single person that's born from that droplet, every single person that's born from the droplet, his features, characteristics, his limbs, everything is different. Every single thing. They see on the finger thumb, on the thumb, there's 40 points of recognition. 40. And they say there's double that in the eye. Double that in the eye. Men only realize that now. So the latest iPhones is no more about the thumb. It's eye recognition. You just look into it, it will open up. So it's not more about the thumb. It's about the eye. Many of the airports people who have been recently or after lockdown will be able to bail me out on this. You see, certain airports, one person went. He says, the only thing is you need to look at a height. That's all. They've got a mark. Look at that height. And walk. And carry on walking. There's no visa. I mean, there's no passport control. There's no anything. It saw your eye. It captured. It knows who you are, where you're going, who's picking you up. Everything is known. They know everything. Just with the recognition of the eye. Yet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبَرَةٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the manner in which we've created the animals, isn't there a lesson for you, O insan? نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثِ وَدَبٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِشَارِبِينَ. That, O insan, look at that milk that we have created and we have given you. That actually comes, there's a blood and there is excreta. Between those, there's vessels where the milk is coming out. And that milk doesn't even have any of color or any of taste. And that is something you relish and you will enjoy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at my creation, what will you see? You'll see badi'a samawati wal ard. We look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the fruit. It's one sun, the same sun that is shining on different trees. But every mango will get a different color. Everyone, some will be reddish, some will be yellowish. And everyone will have its own. And then you'll get a green mango, meaning the long greens. It's not going to, for it to get ripe, that's a long green, little bit yellow on it. But the same sun is hitting those, all those fruits, but each one ripens to a different color. Then the water that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending from the skies is the same rain water. Yet every single peaches or nectarine or mango will have its own peculiar taste. Something, it's got its own taste, every one of them. Yet it's the same water for every tree. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَدِيعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Look at the amazing creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an al-Kareem actually called upon the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ. Because their mode of transport, the biggest available to them in the Arabian Peninsula was the camel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't you look at the camel? Now the camel is such, okay, there's two types of camels, the one with the single hump, one with the double hump. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the camel such, each camel is got two sets of eyelashes and three sets of eyelids. Man has got one. It's got three. That he can use, it'll close one and still move in a sandstorm. It's able to close its nostrils and travel you across the wind, the sandstorm in the desert. Oh, insan, haven't you seen that? That it will breathe. But it's closed these nostrils and the sand will not go into the nostrils. O insan, when you cross the desert, O sahaba, O us, O the ummah, didn't you see when you wanted to cross and traverse an unknown territory, you didn't do this route before, all you would do is give your camel enough water to drink. Didn't you see, O insan, when that camel was empty stomach, it would eat, rather drink 150 liters of water in one standing. And then for 15 days, it will traverse the desert without even a droplet of water.
and then ready to lose its fat within its body to survive, to take you to your destination. Insan, didn't you see all of that? Now forget about looking into your own self. Here we're only talking about the things around you, not you. If we look into you, man hasn't found everything. Badi' as-samawati wal-ard. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu, he was in Egypt, conquering Egypt and surrounding areas. And he sent one of his colonels or one of the generals of the army, Asim, and he told him, go to this area and attack from that direction. So he goes, and then he realizes that, listen, we've come to no man's land. And we don't know where we are. Seriously, we don't know where we are. So he looks around, he says, my group, my sahaba, now we need either an animal, something to slaughter to survive. They look around, nothing. He sees a shed in a distance. So he walks in that direction. There's someone standing outside the shed. So he says, excuse me, we hungry. You know anyone who sells camels, goats, sheep? He says, no. He says, anything available in proximity? He says, no. When he gives this answer, Ibn Athir rahimullah, who is one of the muhaddithin, he has written this incident. And he says that the animals in the shed spoke like insan, and they said, oh Asim, we are here for you, your meat. So he says, but there's someone inside? Who's speaking? He says, there's no one, I'm all alone. He says, but what's inside? He says, there's nothing inside. So obviously they overpowered him, they walked in, and they saw animals. So they said, but who spoke to us? He said, there's no one here. The animals spoke. So that is badi' as-samawati wal-ard. One person, he was lost in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was obviously wayward in the sense that spiritually he didn't believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was at the outskirts, Makkah Mukarramah, in the desert. The wolf came and snatched one of his sheep. So he went to pull the sheep away. And that wolf spoke to him. And he said, oh insan, you're taking my rozi away. That's my supper for tonight. That's my lunch. How can you take it away? So he says, ya ajaban, amazing. You're a wolf and you're talking like insan. The wolf responds and say, oh man, more amazing than my speech to you is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Makkah Mukarramah, sin, he's the Nabi and you don't believe in him. That's even more amazing. So badi'a samawati wal ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require us. He does things to such perfection, he doesn't need us. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created each one of us, he doesn't require us. There's two animals to understand badi'a samawati wal ard. Recently, as we were looking at one of the ayat of the Quran, then even in the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hidayat. He says, look at the animals, look at the birds. In this you will see the qudrat of Allah. Look at yourself, your creation, your heart. Amazing. They say in the Arabic language for the camel, there's 160 words. In the Arabic language, camel, 160 words. Different ways of calling a camel. Subhanallah. Now anyway, we were reading one of the ayat regarding the bird. So we opened up one book and we're starting to research now some of the amazing qualities of some birds. Then amongst them, just two we will mention for tonight. One is the Arctic fern, they call it. This bird, every year, does 71,000 kilometers. Every year, there's one bird, 71,000 kilometers. So the question comes, Molana, how you know that? Well, anyway, they have created a tag that they put onto this bird in recent time. This research only came out in 2019, last year. So the tag had to be very small not to affect the flight of the bird. The tag is only weighs 4 grams. They managed to make it so small and minute, 4 grams. So you see, this bird flies from pole to pole. Means north pole to south pole, but in a zigzag way to avoid headwinds. just to avoid headwinds, it will travel in a zigzag manner. Then they say, the record was broken recently. The bar-winged, God-winged, they call it, a bird. This bird broke the record by 500 kilometers a few years ago. This bird traveled 12,000 kilometers and 12,000 plus kilometers from Alaska to New Zealand down under. 12,000 kilometers in 11 days non-stop. It didn't even stop. Not even stopping for water, for drink, for nothing. Not even at all. The bird Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now scientists are saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this bird so amazing. When it closes one eye, that side of the brain goes down into sleep mode. And the rest, the other half of the brain is alert to see in which direction it is going. When it's tired on the other one will go to sleep and the other half of the brain wakes up. Subhanallah. So this is Badi'a Samawati wal Ard, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. But amazing this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The important thing for us is to have iman and to have yaqeen. Have yaqeen in it. Regarding this name, ulama explain and say, tried, tested, if we try it, then inshallah the next time we're having a program, we'll mention your incident also. So they say the word, ya badi al-aja'ibi bil-khayri ya badi'u. That's how we will read this name. Ya badi'u means the amazing creator without any model, plan, design. So when we read it in this manner, ya badi'al aja'ibi bil khayri ya badi'u, 1200 times maximum is 12 days. Within 12 days if you read this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill any of your tasks and requirement, whatever you need, whatever. One lady said that the children, even for potty training, when I wanted them to potty train to perfection without any messes and hiccups, I read this first and without any messing, without any bed wetting, nothing, the children were out of napkins. So, ya badi' al-aja'ibi bil-khayri, ya badi'u. So, this is just one incident. There's many other people who have read it and really found amazing results, because ya badi al ajaib means, oh, the amazing doer of things. Ya badi al ajaib, you can create amazing results. Oh my Allah, ya badi al ajaib bil khair, with goodness, ya badi'u. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these words 1200 times. You can do it in one sitting, no problem. Person wants to read it over 12 days also, alhamdulillah, then there is a lot of benefit in that. Ya badi al ajaibi bil khair, ya badi'u. Last year one youngster came to me, so he says, Mulana, we're discussing 99 names, we started some time ago. Tell me one now I can read. I'm on the samosa run. So something. So I just told him, read this year. Ya badi al ajaibi bil khair, ya badi'u. He came back a few weeks later. He said, Mulana, the hoor came in the world. So, ya badi al-aja'ibi bil-khair, ya badi'u. Can see those that are not married are quickly bahating it also. So, ya badi al-aja'ibi bil-khair, ya badi'u. Inshallah, we will see amazing results with that, number one. So, doesn't mean you don't learn for the exams and you read this dua and you're going to pass. Huh? Still learn for the exams. And then the next name is Al-Baqi. Al-Baqi is the everlasting being, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Baqi. Ulama explain and say, if we can read this name 1,000 times on the night of Jumu'ah, Thursday night, then inshaAllah, all of our a'mal will be everlasting without any diminishing, decreasing. We'll find it on the day of Qiyamah. So what does that mean, without decreasing? Allah will give us the tawfiq to live with such akhlaq that we will not trample the rights of people around us. That's the important thing. So inshallah. So al-baqi, the everlasting. Meaning, la ibtida'a li wujudihi, wa la nihayata li wujudihi, هُوَ الْأَوَّلْ بِلَا ابْتِدَى هُوَ الْآخِرْ بِلَا انْتِهَى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first without a beginning point. He's the last without any end point. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-baqi. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقِ. Whatever conditions you go through, generally we feel it's only money. No. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ. Whatever conditions you are going through is not eternal. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever is with Allah, that's eternal. Shaqiq Balkhi rahimahullah, one person asked him, and he says, oh Shaqiq, you're a pious person, in its place, no problem, with all due respect, but you don't utilize the riches Allah has blessed you with. He says, I've invested it with someone who never uses it. He says, what you talking about? He says, ma indakum yanfad. In this world you invest, listen, it's a risk. You can lose at any time. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. What is with Allah? That's forever. I've invested it with Allah. So whatever monies or whatever investments I've got, I've put my investments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا. Every single person will cease to exist. Meaning we're going to come to an end point besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forever, eternal. Al-Baqi, forever and forever. When a person keeps this in front, Al-Baqi is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My a'mal, which is for Allah, is Al-Baqi also. Because it's for Allah, so therefore that also is everlasting. My rewards will also be everlasting. In one of the battles, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu, he took some space for himself. He was at the mountain, at the foot of the mountain, and he was performing his salah. As he's performing his salah, the kuffar came around and they realized he's alone. If you can attack him, at least we got one, we killed one mujahid. So they tried to come, he was in salah, they realized in salah, so they tried to ambush him. He realized and he heard some sounds. So he quickly terminated his salah, he jumped onto his horse, and instead of them now attacking him, he is confronting and chasing them. They're actually running away. And that too, a group of them were coming. So as he's in pursuit of them, they're starting to run and realize, hey, hold on, we can't escape him. Let's throw some of our belongings. So someone threw a sword, someone threw some money and some clothing, some people some armor, everything they threw. But everything they threw, they thought, maybe when he sees the riches, he'll stop the pursuit. He'll see, listen, they threw in the valuables, I'd rather collect that. So he went in pursuit of them, but he couldn't catch them. They were obviously ahead of him, because he was in pursuit of them. They got away and he was single also. And then he came back. When he came back to the mountain, to the foot of the mountain, he started his salah again. So people, but all these things they dropped, that's mali ghanima, that's booty, you're not collecting it. He say, ma indakum yanfad. All of this is gonna come to an end. My salah will not come to an end. I'd rather continue with my salah. Wa ma inda Allahi baq. So Amir, Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu sent him, he was the governor of Hims. Amazing. Now this is what we as Muslims supposed to have been showcasing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. It's still not too late inshaAllah. If we had to showcase to the Muslim ummah, this is how a Muslim man transacts and does business. We don't do under table deals. No unda danda. We don't do wrong things. Then they would have been an example we would show. But unfortunately, now it's the Zondo Commission and everyone's coming in and in the tenders and whatever else have you. But we haven't shown them what is the best. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, imagine Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu anhu. He is the leader and the governor of Hims, a very green and lush land. Umar radiallahu anhu writes to him, Khalifa. He says, please, I want you to send me the names of the fuqara, the poor people that require zakat in your area. So he wrote the list and he sent it. Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu anhu reads it, he says, Inna lillah, who is this? Sa'id bin Amir, man huwa? Sa'id bin Amir, man huwa? So the person who came with the letter said, that is our leader. He said, Sa'id, the person I have appointed over the land, the governor, he is amongst the fuqara, the poor people, a recipient of zakah. So he says, no, that can't be. So he sent him 1,000 golden coins. He says, that's for your needs. They never took for themselves. They only did for the deen of Allah. So he sent him the 1,000 coins. When the money came, he started crying. So his wife asked him, like, husband, what happened? Usiba Amirul Mu'mineen, he passed away. Umar ibn passed away, why are you crying? So he said, Ashaddu min dhalik, worse than that. You see, what can be worse than Amirul Mu'mineen passing away? You see, Al-Fitnatu Atatni. Fitna has come to me. He sent for me 1,000 golden coins. Now, how do I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much I got to account in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we realize and recognize ma indakum yanfad wa ma indallahi baq. Al baqi, the everlasting, is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the a'mal that we will do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each one of us for sitting here for the program. Inshallah, we are very close to terminating. As soon as we terminate, inshallah, then we will make a dua also, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum. Subhanallah.